when humans went to the moon, they were obviously massively prepared in terms of the technology that they used to get there and the technology they used to go out onto the surface. But there was no way they could know what it was going to be like before they stepped out. Like the experience of it was always going to be something really different. And you could say similar things about places where, I suppose the easy analogy, because we do have more evidence about them, are those places where European, I was going to say explorers, but I don't like that word, but these are people on behalf of European nations who are going out to countries owned by Indigenous people and landing and going out into an environment that's really strange and unknown and where they don't know what the risks are. And you know, every bush could be poisonous, every animal could bite you and kill you. You don't know when the tide's going to rise. Well, you probably did if you were arriving by boat, but you know, you don't know how to read the landscape. You don't know what are the danger signs. You don't know what indicates, you know, a place that's conducive to stop for a while and be safe. So I think that's not a bad analogy for what it might be like. You know, stepping onto the surface of another world. So when I think about this, I think, well, do the material traces you leave behind differ to what you might find if you're a person already very familiar with the environment and you knew where you were going and knew what you were doing? And I think they probably would. So I think there's some interesting things to be learnt about maybe responses to risk when people go into strange environments. And something else that interests me is the Apollo astronauts were effectively carrying out scientific work, and a lot of the European colonial expeditions were also carrying out scientific work, observing the transit of Venus, taking botanical specimens, catching animals to be taxidermied and put into a museum. They were collecting things that contributed to the great museums in Europe and the US and eventually Australia as well. So they're collecting objects and samples to represent a place where they've been, and that's precisely what the Apollo astronauts had to do as well. So I think there's a lot of similarity then in the kinds of activities that bodies carry out when they go into these unfamiliar environments. And I think it would be quite interesting to compare. I don't know, I'd like to get maps and sort of overlay them. And the other thing that really interests me here is the different gravity environments. So in the lunar environment, one of the primary things they had to adapt to was that difference in gravity and the risks that that brought, and also the, you know, the elation of bounding across this new in this new environment with you know, going six times further than you would on the surface of the Earth. So I'd like to know if we can see differences, if we can actually look at how humans respond to variable gravity environments by comparing these kinds of sites as well. If that makes sense.